You're listening to Around Comics, episode 218, brought to you by InStockTrades.com and Afro Samurai by Funimation. Chicago, this is Around Comics, the comic culture podcast, where each week a revolving panel of guests talk about everything in and around the world of comic books and comics culture. And Around Comics is recorded at 4835 Northwestern Avenue in Chicago. If you're in the area, please drop by. Hey there, folks. Christopher Niesman here, and same panel as next week, so it's not quite revolving. Did I say next week?
Yeah.
Okay, same panel as last week.
Right. So it's maybe not the same panel as next week.
Maybe. You want to come back?
Yeah, well, it comes back.
Come in the future. I'll be back.
We got to book through 2011.
You could book me through a weekly installment. I'll be back.
Well, our guest from last week is back, Mr. Art Baltazar. How you doing?
Yeah, man. Good segment. Who arted?
Who arted?
Yeah.
Who art thou?
Who art thou?
Who art thou? Imitating art.
Yeah, live imitating
Mr. Brian Salazar.
Hello.
Hello there, sir.
Brian Salazar.
That's me.
And back. Like Art Baltazar, Brian Salazar.
Well, it's funny because it's kind of a long story, but at one point my screen name was Balthazar.
Ooh, yeah.
Because someone was, because it was originally B.R. Salazar, but he sort of mistakenly started calling me Balthazar. And,
that's cool.
That was pre Around Comics.
Yeah, it was.
It was. And Mr. Tom Caters, good to have you 2 weeks in a row now.
Yeah,
it's good to have you back.
I'll be back for 2011.
They booked you. Pencil it in.
If we book you.
If you book me.
All right, well, we talked a little bit last week about the Tiny Titans trade. When is that coming out?
February 4th, I believe.
All right.
First weekend of February.
Yes. Well, I've got a perfect place for people to find that trade.
And where? That is
InStockTrades.com. InStockTrades.com offers a huge selection of the collected editions you need. InStockTrades is your source for trade paperbacks, deluxe hardcovers, essentials, showcases, archives, absolute editions, omnibus editions, and more. All at great discounted prices. And remember that all orders over $50 do, in fact, ship for free.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I like free shipping.
And in this economy, shipping.
Hey,
yeah.
It's big.
One question whether or not you
did we also
drop
have
the $50 in there.
Yeah, after last week's conversation, Art's like, I can't remember a good economy.
Did we always have economy, though? Was it always there?
The economy?
It was always there.
In one way or another.
There was a time before I ate broth for every meal. Sometimes I have a cold.
Broth.
Nice.
You gotta boil those cubes, right?
Yeah. The bouillon cubes.
Well, hey, last week we let everyone know about the Windy City Comic Con, and don't worry, we're not going to talk about this every week.
Yes, we are.
But
just until the show.
After September 19th, we won't talk again about
Jesus
it. Until,
so, so this is like becoming like Christmas music in America, where they start playing Christmas music in Halloween. We're already talking about this con, and it is.
It's not even Thanksgiving yet.
January.
This con
is 9 months from now.
I will move the announcement to the end of the show. It'll be a very, very quick
275 days.
Yes, really. September 19th, Center on Halstead, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. You can find out all the details by going to www.windycitycomiccon.com.
Is there any other con where you can pre-register 275 days before?
Absolutely. No, most of them you can. They open the registration like the day after their con's finished.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
Unfortunately, a couple of those cons are having to give some refunds right now. So,
well,
poor LA and Texas.
No,
so.
Better reason to come to Chicago.
Art Baltazar is going to be there, among many other new guests, which we talked about last week. Two guests that were there last year that I want to tell you about for just a second.
Right. Adam. Heard back from them.
Adam and Comfort Love,
yes.
Who did the Uniques, they want to let everyone know that they are offering at their website their first issue. You can read it in its entirety for free. Just go to uniquescomic.com/store-comics and or it's on our forum. They have a thread about it, so you can just go to the Around Comics forum. And the Uniques is a really great book done by two really, really cool people, Adam and Comfort Love. So you can go and check out the entire first issue for free right now, and hopefully get the subsequent issues and trade. So they'll be guests at the Windy City show, and you can check out their stuff for free, and just check out the forum for that. So there you go.
The internet.
Yeah, and Adam and Comfort are great people. Really enjoyed their company last year.
It feels like I'm listening to the radio.
But you're here.
But I'm here. I could interject whenever I want. It's kind
of
cool.
Believe me, there's a lot of other people that would like to interject out there. So.
Yeah. I think that's a bad word, interject.
Can you use interject in Tiny Titans?
Maybe just part of it. Not the whole word, though.
No. The inter or the ject.
Maybe just ject. That might be a new character. Ject.
He just interrupts everyone.
He's a foreign exchange student. Yeah. Ject.
Well, maybe we'll just pick up right there. Are you allowed to create new characters in Tiny Titans? Or do they
I'm
have
not
to
sure
be,
yet. Yeah, I did. I created first issue had, or one of the first issues had Elizabeth, the elephant. She's new. Came from me. And,
sure, that's not a Superman character from the 70s. I think there was an Elizabeth Bella.
It was a big pink one. And the Adams family, based on Adam, but his kids, Dot, Crumb, and Smidgen, and the dog, Spot, and his wife, Mrs. Adam. So, yeah.
So they're all new.
They're all new. Never
all
before
new
seen. Yep.
So you're not just handcuffed to DC history, huh?
No, I do anything, everything. It's kind of funny because I got one story where Streaky swats a cat toy and it goes into space. And it bounces off an alien ship. And the alien ship is the same aliens that appeared in my other comics, like Captain Camels. And so it's, I'm tying all my universes secretly together. So it's kind of cool.
When you and Franco are working on the stories, do you guys pay attention to what's going on in the DC books today?
Yeah.
Like, you know, with Final Crisis or the Batman books or
just
whatever?
To poke.
I read them all just to know and to get research. Because I just need to know. Like, I really like Jason Todd, and I was reading about him a lot. But he was too hard to put in the book because I couldn't figure out what he's doing next. So it's like, so
what's he going to do?
And then I just keep up with it. I've been reading the Batman RIP, and I don't, you know, I read it. And then I read the Action Comics is awesome. The Superman story with Brainiac and New Krypton is spectacular. And then, Final Crisis. I read it, but I don't know.
It sounds like you are a lot like us in that Grant Morrison confuses you.
I don't even know who writes it, to be honest. Because a lot of times, one time I was at dinner with all the guys who worked on the Hulk, like the Bruce Jones Hulk guys. They were all at dinner with me, and I had no idea who they were until we started talking. And they're all like, "What do you do? What do you do?" And we're all talking, and then they said, "Oh, I drew this 20 issues of the Hulk." So you did? Who are you? And they're like, I forget what their names are now. He told me, and I said, really? I have all those books. And he said, you don't know who we are? I said, no, I buy the book because the Hulk's in there. That's really how I shop. Like, oh, Teen Titans, I'll buy that. The Hulk? Okay. And then I just read it, and if I like it, I like it. And sometimes I follow the guys, and most of the time I just keep reading because the Hulk's in it. I just buy it.
You need your Hulk fix.
I need Hulk. I like the Red Hulk is awesome, too.
You like the Red Hulk?
The Red, he's awesome.
Okay.
I don't care who he is. Just keep bringing him back. You know? I kind of hope he's... I thought he was Nick Fury for a while.
That'd be insane.
Now he's back. I was like, oh. But we still got the Ultimate Nick Fury. Maybe he crossed over. I don't know.
Crossed universes.
Then I thought he was General Ross. I don't know. It doesn't matter who he is. I just like him. He's awesome.
I think Art needs to be the editor in chief of DC Comics.
Dan DiDio, I would watch. I would
Art
watch yourself.
Well, me and Dan are tight.
Yeah,
you know? Yeah, he likes me. He's good.
Tell him to loosen things up a little bit. You know, have a little more fun in comics. Not all this dreary end of world. A little more craziness. A little zaniness.
Don't you know the world's ending in 2012?
Is it? Oh,
yeah. We were watching that. We were watching that documentary on the History Channel. The Nostradamus 2000.
I'm gonna win $100 in 2013.
Really? Who you got to bet with?
My crazy sister who thinks that...
The world's going to end.
Yeah. So I'm like, I can't lose this bet. You realize that, right? Because if the world ends, I don't pay you.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't, when it doesn't...
It's going to be you and her, like, in this post-apocalyptic landscape. You giving her $100 as you're struggling to find water in this barren wasteland.
I don't think I'll care at that point.
As long as there's still comics in the stores, I'll be happy.
You get all the way to the comic store, like, fighting, like, these mutant motorcycle riders, and you get there, and there's a sign, like, no comics forever. Oh.
But if what? If suddenly there's no comics, and the lines at Kinko's are going to be real long just to make copies. Like, dude, I got to publish this.
I got to get this
get
book
out of my way. I need that long stapler.
Did you ever do this? Were you ever small? You were small press?
Yeah, I had mini comics for about 6 months till I looked around the room and decided that everyone making mini comics is not getting a job. So I started making my big book so I could get out there and get distributed right.
I mean, it's wild because, you know, mini comics for, you know, a really long time is like, you know, for a way to people who's kind of like their little portfolio to move on to other things. But that's kind of created its own little culture of people that want to do mini comics. That's
Maybe
all
I
they
said
want
the
do.
Wrong thing. Maybe I said I wanted to get distributed. That's what it was. Because I was doing mini comics and everyone said that they won't take them because they don't fit on a shelf. So I needed to print. I needed to break down and spend like $800 to print a book, you know. And that's bad, you know. And it's either pay for your book or skip a month's rent, you know. So I had to tell my four roommates at the time, dude, I'm not getting my stuff this month. So that's the way you be successful, too. Get like a bunch of roommates. You wake up on Sunday morning and there's a new guy on your couch.
I was going to say, you had a lot of different roommates, didn't
yeah.
you?
Who's that dude? I don't know. If we had a party, was he here? You know?
Yeah.
He said he came over, our light was on. It's all right.
It's a party going on.
So I met a bunch of guys like that. You know.
Have you always lived in Chicago? You ever lived anywhere else in the country?
I lived in New York and Connecticut for about 3 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Like New York City or just New York State?
I lived in, moved to Connecticut to draw in the Warner Brothers studio to draw coloring books and stuff. And then New York and Connecticut are touching. They're only like 2 minutes away. So I just walked a little bit and ended up in New York. And so I ended up moving an apartment there, and that's where I moved right next to Franco because I would have been homeless. So it was mom let me stay in her apartment she had. So then...
Is that how you met Franco?
I met him at a show in Northampton. And when I walked into the show, it was like they had this whole big show set up, and the doors were open, and there were three people walking around shopping. So I'm setting up my table, and one of those three people were talking to Franco, and they were reading all of his comics. And they were telling him how bad he was and how his comics suck and how his artwork's not good. And so I'm sitting on my table, and I hear the kid telling him all that. And then Franco yelled at him, well, if you don't like the book, put it on, get away. And he starts yelling at the guy. So I said, hey, man, you sell books that way? It's a good technique. And then he looked at me real mad. And I said, I am Art. My name's Art. He goes, I'm Franco. And we sat down. And meanwhile, nobody's there, and it's a three-day show. So we did a lot of talking. And then I was like 10 minutes from his house, you know. I was in Connecticut and he lived in New York. And then when I was hitting the bottom, you know, where I was eating a jar of peanut butter a week to stay alive, you know, I couldn't afford the rent, so I had to move. I had to forcibly move. So it was either go into the cardboard box or, you know, live in his garage a little bit. So I moved my stuff to Franco's garage. I lived in his house and then moved to his mom's apartment, and then that's when I came back to Chicago because I was poor. I was poor. Luckily,
New York is not a place to be poor.
No, it's closed up. I couldn't do it. Well, I was working in a restaurant, and I was doing whatever I had to do, but I refused to get a job because I want to be an artist. So that's why I went back to Chicago, and my dad picked me up. We rented a trailer, brought all my stuff, so it was kind of cool. And then a month later, I met Rose. Actually, I worked in an animation studio for 6 months, then got fired, then I met Rose. So I met her 7 months later. So that was pretty good.
Nice, nice. Yeah. Now, Franco still live in New York?
Yeah, same place. Okay. Same place I used to live. But he's there. He just got wood floor, so when I talk to him on the phone, there's an echo. And it's kind of weird. It's strange. Hey, man, what'd you do to your phone? Nothing. It's louder. So I got wooden floors.
Wood floors.
Yeah.
Sounds like...
right at Echo and Tiny Titans, just is, instead of 20 pages, now it's 22 pages. Because it's Echo, I write faster. I don't know if that makes sense, but it's funny. But what did you do? What did you say?
or did you walk, or did you run away? Where are you now? Where have you been? Did you go alone, or did you bring a friend? I need to know.
Sounds like your dad's pretty understanding guy about you wanting to be an artist your whole life and supported you. Did he support you?
It took them a while to understand that I can't walk into a place, fill out an application, and get a job. You know, like if you want to be work at Walmart, you could do that. You know, or be a lawyer. I don't know how to do that, but you know, you show your degree and like, oh, okay, you got your bachelor degree. Okay, we'll put you on our list. We'll call you. You know, but then he didn't realize that I had a kind of job where you don't punch the time clock. You don't answer your boss. You know, your boss will call you on the phone, maybe. And then, and so it's like, if I was sleeping till noon, you know, because I was up till 3 a.m. drawing, he would get mad at me and he wouldn't understand that he worked all day and he came home and I'm just still in my pajamas drawing in my room. So he kind of get upset. But they learn now, they're amazed now that my wife recently, the economy thing comes up again. She was going to be forced to leave her job, or she could quit early, you know? So if she didn't quit, she'd still be working there, but she'd be suffering. So we said, well, why don't you just stay home? And then you could stay home, and then I could work. And so it's really strange that people, like especially the blue-collar working guys with tool belts and they punch time clocks, I'm home all day. And like I told my wife, just don't let yourself get into the habit of just showering Wednesday like I do, you know, and you're going to realize it's real easy to do. You're going to forget what day it is. You know, if it wasn't for my son going to school, we wouldn't know when Monday is here, you know, holidays and stuff. So it's kind of weird that everyone's home now. And I have a stepson who's 22 and he's in a lot of plays and he does dancing and he's in the show The Beast with Patrick Swayze.
Oh, cool.
He's an extra, so he's guy riding the bus, guy walking in car dealership. He was on an episode of ER throwing a frisbee, you know. So he used to be gone all the time, and now that everyone's home, he's home all the time. So it's kind of like like everyone's in my house now, and no one ever leaves.
It's kind of like chap,
everybody.
I go so you're to happy to be here.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, you know, the 3 hour or the 2.5 hour drive this week and last week was a 3 hour drive. Wasn't so bad.
Are you able to get work done at home?
Yeah, I work constantly. Yeah. And I don't even know how many hours, because a lot of guys, I know people work the 8 hour day and they go home. A lot of people are, once they clock in, they're watching the clock. And when you got a job that sucks, you're like Chris Rock said, that you're chopping up shrimp for seems like 3 hours. You look, only 10 minutes went by. You know, and but when I start work, I just keep going.
No offense to those shrimp choppers.
Yeah. Well, I like me some shrimp.
I don't want to tell you this, sorry, but shrimp choppers are some of our biggest fan base. No. Our shrimpers.
They're a demographic. You know?
We really aim for the shrimper audience.
You can do a lot of stuff with shrimp. I saw Forrest Gump. But I mean, like, I start working, and I just keep going until it's a lot of times I come up from the steps, and everyone's sleeping already. I realize it's like 9:30 at night, so it's cool.
And you really don't have any idea how many hours a week you work?
All the time. When I go home, I'll probably do more stuff tonight.
Wow.
So it's like, it's weird. It's like a lot of people, normal people get up 6 in the morning, get on a train by 7 or work by 8. But I get up whenever. We're eating breakfast about 9, so I know I'm up before 9 or around 9 o'clock.
The sun is out.
Yeah, and then we eat breakfast, and then I go downstairs with my coffee, slippers on and stuff, and then I just work till...
You have big bunny slippers, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I got Superman S's right on the front. I got a secret pouch on there, slipper pouch.
For his other slippers to go into and eat.
For my cream and sugar that goes in my coffee.
How did having kids change your schedule at all? Did that, at first, did it screw with you a lot? Did you have to get used to a different schedule?
Yeah, it was weird because all my life, like, since I graduated college up until I met my wife, it was 2000. So about 10 years, I always had the job, the part-time job or the job doing something I hated, and then I come home and draw till 2 and 3 in the morning and then get up again and go back to work real tired. And so I always purposely had a job that I didn't like so I wouldn't settle there. So I wouldn't get a raise and I wouldn't become the boss. And if they did offer me a boss job, I'd always deny it because I say, no, I don't want it, or reject it, not deny it, just say no. And so
I will not be in charge of the shopping.
Yeah, I don't want to chop.
You're the best chopper.
You're moving up to lobster. I don't want to.
I don't want to.
So when I met my wife and she told me not to work no more, just figure out how to be a cartoonist, it was awesome. And then we had a baby in like a year and a half later. So then I'm back to working nights again. So I'm still, and then it was real strange because it was so frustrating that, oh, I finally got it. I could after work, the All Rise guy comes on in divorce court, All Rise. And I could go downstairs, turn the TV off and drink my coffee and work till she gets home at 6:30. And then we could have dinner and actually watch Survivor or something. And then when we had the baby, I was like, oh. You know, wife came home at 6, I'm with the baby all day, and then I'm tired, and then I go back downstairs and I work till midnight again, or 3 in the morning. And it was like that up until she was able to stay home just about 4 months ago or something. So now 4 months ago, I was able to draw all day long again. So
life is good again.
It was all right. Yeah, it's good now. No one leaves the house. So it's kind of like...
We keep going back to this thing.
I think the last time...
Will some of you leave my house?
It's funny because the last time my little girl, she just turned 3, last time she left the house was on Christmas Eve.
Oh,
and it was
oh
like, and I'm looking at her, and I'm just wondering. And she goes, Daddy. And I go, hey, you know what? She's just looking at me, and I said, you're always home. She said, yes. And I said, you never leave. Yes, yeah. I'm home. You're always here. Yeah. You want to go outside? No. Okay. Well, Grandma's coming to watch you.
Art. You're raising a shut-in.
You know, wait till she'll go to school next year, preschool. She'll be 4. All right, she got one more year of solitude, just like Superman, Fortress of Solitude.
For her Fortress of Solitude.
She talks to me, so I got to put on a white robe. My daughter. Hello. And my son.
I sent
my
you son. To the living room to teach them how to live.
You were not to interfere with history. You are not one of them. What, Daddy? After she
Daddy.
Picks up the couch.
Mommy, what is Daddy talking about?
Why does Turn Daddy up that
keep,
movie.
Why does he keep wanting me to pick up the couch? I can't. I'm just a little girl.
It's the Donner cut, honey.
I gotta watch the Donner.
Are we recording all this yet?
Let's go. Well, you talked a little bit about the comics you're reading today that you do for research, but what about the stuff you do just you read
for
yourself? Yeah, for fun. What's out there?
I love the Hulk. I love Invincible, the Wolfman. Everything Kirkman, right? Brian? Merck? Robert?
Robert
Kirkman.
Yeah. Robert Kirkman.
See, I know Kirkman writes, and I love it. And The Walking Dead is cool. And my wife reads Fables and Why the Last Man. And I read Spider-Man, but I it comes out every week now, so I get confused if I have it. You know, if I go to the store, I don't. You know, I just pick it up. I like the one the Green Goblin's in; it's awesome. And then, what else do I read? Action Comics is awesome. I read that anyway, but I'd like to go to a comic book store to shop, because a lot of times I go to the stores and they always offer me the subscription. And I was like, nah. It's like, yeah, but we can save your books. I said, no, but then I know what I'm getting every week. Like, yeah, but that's why. No,
See, that's
I don't.
Why,
I want to shop.
That's why I can never do the online ordering thing of, like, ordering my books, like, 3 months ahead of time. Because I know I would just get a bunch of stuff that I was like, oh, why did I get, you know, like, why did I order this? Or I'd be like, oh, I don't like this. Now I have 2 more of these coming before I can stop. You know,
yeah,
like,
exactly.
Even though I have a pull list, I always grab at least, like, a couple things that I just see on the shelves. I couldn't imagine not, like, coming in and then choosing it, like, getting them and being like, oh, I hated this 2 months ago, and now I'm still getting this.
Yeah, it's still good. Once you realize it takes you, like, when you can't get past page 3 in a comic and you're forcing yourself to read it and you still got it's part 2 of a 6-issue series, like, man, and you got them all already? Like, oh, I hate that. That's why I like shopping better. Because if it sucks, you don't buy another one.
Just
keep
drop
it home.
Next time.
And I mean, you could read award-winning books, but sometimes I don't get them. You know, I just, it's not for me. I like when superheroes fight, costumes, secret cape pouches and boots and punching things and swinging on ropes and stuff.
But you draw a comic where nobody can fight.
Yeah, that's true. So I love when a Juggernaut and a Rhino show up to fight the Hulk. I love that stuff. They don't need a story, just two big mad guys fighting.
Punching and jagging each other in the face.
Going back to Tiny Titans for a second, I was wondering, I mean, because you you don't have a set structure in that as far as like how long any story may be. It's more like a strip almost where it's like, well, this story is this, you know.
Yeah.
Was that something you intentionally started out to do it like that because you wanted the freedom of being able to just go, well, whatever the gag is, whatever the you know, the story, however long it needs to be, that's how long it'll be? Or did it sort of work that way?
When they first said it, they said to make it like Patrick the Wolf Boy, and that's what Patrick the Wolf Boy is, just a bunch of short gags. And usually we just write stuff until it comes to an end. It's kind of like a lot of times we have the punchline, you know. Like just for instance, you could say, have him say, that's got to hurt. And then you just build a whole story on that.
Right.
You know, and just whatever. He could start out in space and come down and hit something and walk his dog and all this stuff and get hit with a snowflake and whatever. And then it got to end up with him saying, that's got to hurt. So a lot of that wouldn't be good, though.
That's issue 13.
Yeah. But a lot of stuff's written like that. I'll have an image in my head, and I'll just make sure that image is in the book and until it's funny. And sometimes things work in one page, sometimes three pages. Mm-hmm. And the one we did with that Barbara Gordon Supergirl book is when we did a whole issue. Because they actually had a real long story to tell, and it was kind of fun. And I actually had to eliminate a few panels just to make it fit. Because the story was getting kind of long. So it was kind of cool.
It was your epic.
Yeah, it was the epic.
It was your odyssey.
Yeah.
Do you guys like stockpile ideas for, like, you know, one- and two-page gags? It's like, well, hey, this next issue, you know, we're three pages short. You know, that's one of the, you know, the limitations of comic books is that you gotta get those 22 pages in there.
Yeah, so. I got a lot of them like that. We When we first started writing, we were in Florida in a Denny's, or what's that place? Friendly's. It's called Friendly's. Mm-hmm. It's in Florida, in Orlando.
Yep.
And every time we go to MegaCon or FX or something, we try to find it and sit at that same booth because that's where we wrote the first few issues, stories for Tiny Titans. And we try to go back there because it's like
now I imagine you at this Friendly's, the only people in the restaurant are sitting at that booth and you're just staring.
We need that one.
You're just staring at them like, granted, we'll wait for them to
leave that booth. It's Neil Adams. He's not
Neil,
again.
Neil Adams.
Eat a steak like Neil Adams.
Just don't tip like him.
It was a Friendly. McKeever would have been there. That sounds like McKeever's kind of place.
Friendlies.
Yeah. Have you ever thought of doing a strip, like a newspaper strip with it? I mean, it would it work for you guys to be able to do like a three or a four panel strip? Could you contain yourself to that?
Yeah, I've done a lot of that stuff before, and I was trying to get into that, but it's
not a growing market right now.
It's hard to get into there. I don't know how to do it.
I just read a big story.
But DC behind you. You know,
I could write like that. That'd be no problem.
You know, for DC to do like a daily Tiny Titan strip,
I just read a big story.
That'd be
about
awesome.
How all newspapers are cutting their comic strips.
Yeah.
Newspapers are kind of dying, you know.
Yeah. Huh?
They've been buying. Although you could do it 60 years.
I need to find out what happens to Sally
Worth.
God damn it! If I don't get the end of that story,
is Spider-Man still married in a newspaper?
No, not anymore.
Did Mephisto show up there too?
I don't think so.
I don't. They just said it's magic. I don't know.
But
I
you could
understand.
Do a Tiny Titans web comic, certainly on the DC website.
That would be
an interesting, you know, strip.
Now just we gotta link strip. This to the to. I gotta send this to them so they can
get Jan on the phone. We'll you know, get her to push that through for a little. Well, is there any other? I mean, you know,
of course
we talked about.
We've just dumped a daily strip on the poor man.
He can handle it.
Yeah, he can handle it. He's ambitious.
Yeah. Just draw one panel an hour. I could do it. Yeah. 24. I gotta have 24 comics.
Though. Has there been any other talk? And you talked about this a little bit on Word Balloon with John. But has there been any talk about anything else beyond the comic for Tiny Titans because of its success?
I've talked to everybody, but I don't know what anyone's doing. Yeah. Like, they want to do toys and cartoons, but I don't know. I wish I had something to tell you.
Right. It's out of your hands.
Yeah. I draw a comic, make sure it gets done on time. But I talked to DC Direct guys. They love it. And then I made a style guide so people could see it. So
explain what a style guide is.
Style guide is something like you make some, like you write down ideas and characters and storylines for people to get it in a few pages so they don't have to read the whole book.
Yeah. So if they're making toys and stuff, they don't have to.
Yeah.
You know, or
it's a guideline for the design.
Yeah, it's like information for people who are never going to see the comic. And then they read this and like, oh, I get it. Robin's little. Oh, Speedy. Yeah, he's got a pie on the end of his arrow and a boxing glove. You know?
Yeah.
He got a water balloon on his arrow. You know, so that kind of stuff.
Do you ever see maybe doing other characters at DC or maybe at Marvel or somewhere else, you know, doing something other than Tiny Titans?
Yeah, I'm going to work on everything eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do everything.
He's going to get it all into his universe.
Yeah, I'll be tied together.
All those aliens are going to be the thread that that ties everything possibly together.
Me and Franco wrote a story in a holiday special, a Nightwing and Robin story. So that was our first story of the actual DC universe.
Oh, nice.
Where Nightwing had to deliver a gift to Robin in the holiday special this last month. So it was kind of cool. And they met Boomerang Jr. in there. It was cool because we wrote a story and they told us they wanted it to put Boomerang in there, and I didn't know who he was. So
Captain Boomerang.
His son.
He hasn't. He was around for a while and then just sort of disappeared in the books.
He's in the Outsiders or something.
He was an outsider,
Yeah, he was kind of cool, and then they kept putting him in books that I didn't read, and then I forgot. I was like,
Oh, man.
That's right.
Doesn't he tap into the Speed Force?
Yeah, well, Captain Boomerang went into the future and slept with a relative of the Reverse Flash, one of the Thons, the TH.
Was it a reverse relative, too?
Yes, it was a reverse cousin.
So did she used to be a guy?
Yeah, it was a transsexual. In the future, everyone is everything.
They're all reverse.
In the totally awesome
they
future.
And that's why it's so bad.
But then they kind of just dropped. They kind of just dropped that whole thing with Captain Boomerang.
Yeah, he was in the Outsiders for a while and kind of building on that character.
And character.
I only know his dad because he killed people. And then he killed
Tim's dad.
Tim's dad.
He got fat.
Did he?
Yeah,
right on.
Yeah, they made
like
him.
He's
that's
real.
When
he's
they
real guy.
Make, yeah, when they want to make a villain like a loser, they just
make him fat.
Take his hair away.
He already didn't have hair. He already had that ridiculous.
Yeah,
like,
the little
kind of
mohawk thingy, sort of.
Well, I love Captain Boomerang's origin.
He's looking at us
like
with his eyes.
A publicity stunt by a boomerang company in Central City.
He wanted
to advertise boomerangs, so they're like, "Let's find one of those unemployed boomerang specialists."
He's Australian.
You know, he was around.
Where does he get his boomerangs?
Does
he handcraft them?
Well, in the original story, it was the WW Wiggins Toy Company that was trying to make a big push for boomerangs in America, trying to catch the craze of
hula
hoops.
That's cool.
So they needed someone to go around and just sort of like show off how cool boomerangs were. So he got He got his costume paid for by a toy company, and he got some boomerangs, but obviously he made his own like foldable ones and ones that can go into the future.
The trick.
Did you see
the toy company didn't make the future,
the
time barrier breaking boomerangs.
Yeah, or the exploding boomerangs. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see that Toy Man episode in Action Comics when he escaped from Arkham?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was
best, one of the best issues of last
Batman
year.
Came and
so
kicked
good.
His ass and he said, "I'm not a Batman guy." That was awesome.
Superman's supposed to be a Superman guy.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like that. That's comic right there.
I always thought it was funny that Superman has such like a weird mix of villains with like people like the Prankster and Toyman that really like
are so beneath his power level.
Yeah, like they're just sort of like
just a guy.
They're like nuisances.
Right. That's what they did in New Krypton.
Yeah.
You see when they went to bust it out Arkham. So they're looking on the list. The Joker? No. Mr. Freeze? No. Toyman? Yeah, that one.
Yeah, they were like, grab him? Prankster and Toyman.
He's like, man, this is just a guy. Just shaking him up. You know?
Bad costume.
So who is this guy? I can't wait to see what happens there.
They've set up a good a story with that, especially with Brainiac and Doomsday, like, sort of being in the same room.
Yeah.
Like,
that's so
sort
cool.
of dread of seeing what can happen.
Yeah, I haven't enjoyed Superman in a while. It's been a while. I've always liked the character
In theory.
In theory, yeah, but the comics I don't think have been particularly good, or at least I wasn't interested in them in a long time, but the new Krypton stuff has been really entertaining.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
I even watched Legion of Superheroes episode of
Smallville. I taped it. I haven't watched it yet, but
Bad.
Not good.
It was, the story was good. The major, it has to be harder to write for Smallville than draw a comic, because the actors on Smallville are totally incapable of showing any emotion beyond like vague worry about things that are happening. You know, it's like Superman finds out there's people in the future who love him, and all he can be is like, oh god, this is such a burden. And I'm like, it's like, it's sort of weirdly disappointing. I don't want a Superman that I want to like slap and tell him to like
quit being such
being such a fucking crybaby all the time.
You know how you could tell if someone's a superhero? When they say the word must a lot. I must go home for dinner. I must catch the bus right now. I must eat. I must buy comics.
I have to leave this situation right now to go do something else.
I must. I must put my boots on. Looking upwards to the sky, moving forward all the time. Sidewalk lines, dunker, 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 die. It's warm in here, it's cold down there. Around out where I can only stay. I'm still aware of little, but I'm gonna try. I'm gonna try.
Can you do me a favor?
Yes.
All right.
What are you doing?
Mr. Mark Beatty, the proprietor here, is a huge Captain America fan.
Awesome.
While I'm reading our little spot about Afro Samurai, can you draw us a tiny Captain America?
Oh yeah, man.
Tiny Cap.
Is it Bucky Cap or Classic?
Classic.
Awesome.
Meanwhile, Samuel L. Jackson returns in the sequel to the best-selling anime of 2007. Afro Samurai Resurrection. Afro Samurai avenged his father and found a life of peace, but a beautiful and deadly woman is forcing him back into the game. She won't quit until Afro is schooled in the brutal lessons he dealt those who stood in his way. Samuel L. Jackson and Lucy Liu star in the new series with beats from RCA.
RZA.
Featuring 2 hours of extras. Get the Blu-ray and DVD on February 3rd. That's the day before Tiny Titans.
Yes.
Trade comes out. Afro Samurai Resurrection. One brother, one path, 1,000 deaths. Visit AfroSamurai.com for more details.
You know, I'm a little upset with that spot.
Why?
Because I am still watching the first season.
Oh, it spoiled it for you?
They have spoiled the first. Well, Afro Samurai wins.
It came out a year ago.
Well, I'm still watching it.
Well, you thought he was going to lose?
He's waiting for the special edition with all the extras.
No,
deleted
the Blu-ray. I want the Blu-ray.
I have the Blu-ray of the Afro Samurai.
I bet you that looks odd. Because that... I have I bought the first Afro Samurai series, and man, it looks phenomenal. I have a problem with anime like I do with manga. It's just it loses something for me in the translation a little bit.
The storytelling.
Yeah, but it looks awesome.
As far as anime stuff goes, the Afro Samurai stuff is pretty cool. And,
yeah, it is cool.
And you get to hear Samuel L. Jackson.
Be a samurai.
Yeah,
I am a samurai.
Here's
Tiny Cap.
Here's Tiny Cap and Dave. L Dave took a picture. Right?
Here it is. Close your eyes. Imagine.
L Dave would be so kind as to post that photo in the episode thread.
See the,
don't look at it before now, though, or otherwise it'll ruin.
All right. No.
So I'm gonna go give this to Mark so you guys talk Samuel L. Jackson or whatever.
So it's more
Civil
Jackson.
War. Was it civil? Was it a war?
Was it a
discuss?
I don't think it was either. I'm not sure what it was.
I did want to mention that it was good to see Dracula in a comic book this week.
What was he in?
Captain Britain.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
the I'm not
the real
up
Dracula.
Yeah,
the
like
Marvel
just
Dracula.
Yeah, just Dracula
with a mustache.
I don't know if he has a mustache, but he is. Let me crack it.
He had
open
a mustache in the 70s.
Yeah.
It's hard to see if he has a mustache.
Everybody had a
he
mustache.
He might have.
In the 70s.
I got a mustache right now.
He might have a mustache.
One
but
out of 10.
It's sort of obscured. A mustache.
It's shadowy,
he's
but
wiping
it,
his mouth.
It looks like he does have a mustache and goatee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
who are we talking
Captain
about?
Britain, Dracula shows up at the end. I just like the idea that someone finally is just.
Oh yeah, man.
Just put Dracula at the end of this comic.
I don't drink wine.
That comic's awesome. Leonard Kirk's art in that is just. Friggin' phenomenal.
I'm really starting to like Paul Cornell stuff.
Leonard Kirk sounds like a fake name.
Leonard Kirk? It's like a Star Trek geek's name.
It's like a
Leonard Nimoy.
Yeah, to Kirk. Leonard Kirk. I don't know. I don't know if he maybe he's a huge Star Trek fan.
Could be.
He's just a Star Trek nerd.
How many creators out there do you think go by pseudonyms?
I don't know if a lot of them go by pseudonyms, but I think maybe a lot of them change the spelling of their names. Yeah. I don't know. But I don't know.
You know, a Fraction is one.
Yeah, that's...
Fraction's that's not his not last his name. Gale. It's, I'm pretty sure Gale is not Gale Simone.
Why not?
Mike Norton's that's Mike Norton.
Mike Norton is Mike Norton.
My real name's Steve.
Steve Balthazar.
Not even Balthazar. It's Steve. Just Steve. Just Smith. Like Madonna once.
Just Steve. Steve. Is Art Balthazar your real name?
Yeah, it is, but Arthur. Yeah.
It's Arthur Balthazar.
Yeah. Oh, well.
So you were getting with just the luck. You know,
I just shortened it.
Oh, and luck actually,
say it faster.
It's Balthazar. Because
Balthazar.
No H.
Yeah. Because it's misspelled
gotta
on
take the
Windy
evil
City.
Is site. It? There's yeah. an H in it? Yeah. I put an H in it? Balthazar.
That's all right. It's longer.
Yeah,
higher.
I just stretched it out.
We all use
take some more space that way.
I'll fix it.
We all use
you could add some more. You could put yes. two Z's in
our, all of our real first names are all Carlos.
Carlos
we decided
skaters.
It was confusing
Carlos Niesman
for the show.
The three Carloses.
Carlos is on the
Carlos
show.
Carlos squared.
We're all going to get up and do the Three Amigos dance
three
in a
Carloses.
Second.
That's cool.
The original idea for the show was three Carloses talking comics, and then it got real confusing.
The three C's.
It got really confusing because... everyone was constantly saying Carlos.
Carlos, Carlos.
Carlos, Carlos, listen to me. No, you listen to me, Carlos. And it just didn't
work. One of you should have been Carlito.
Carl. No one wanted
little
to be
Carlito?
Little Carl.
Carlos and Carlito.
I offered to be Hot Carl, but that didn't go over very well.
No one wanted to be Little Carl. Everyone wanted to be Big Carl.
Big Carl.
How about Carla? Carla? I think we're a dress be called Carla.
Well, Tom, right. Tom, you had a big old stack of comics there, and it's been like 3 months since you've been here. You want to talk about any of them?
I Kill Giants ended from Image Comics, which was really
good.
I'm
trade waiting on
and
that
it made
one.
Tom cry.
It made me cry on the train, which was
oh, really on the train.
It made me get teary, and I knew it was going to because the whole story had been leading to a very emotional ending, and it got me a little teary eyed. I screamed. There's something in my eye. I said that to the woman next to me. To the woman next to me. There's something in my eye.
Did she offer to help? Or,
I hope that no one saw that I actually got teary-eyed from a comic book. But it was a great ending to a really
good
awesome
series. Yeah.
Series. Yeah. Well drawn. The guy who had done it, Jim Nick, I just put all my books away too, which was convenient. J.M. Ken Nimura, he hasn't done like Western comics ever, and he's never worked in black and white. And I was really surprised because it's really nice and
yeah,
it doesn't look like the first time someone's done.
He's a quick study.
He's a quick study, and it was really.
There's so many good. I don't know if he's. I assume is he European or is he like. You know,
I can't
South
tell.
American or
I
something.
Can't tell because his.
There's so many of those.
He
guys
lists his
out,
influences,
though,
and they're all like European and Japanese, and there's all kinds of stuff going on. I can't figure him out. I don't know.
Don't know. He's mind-boggling.
He's mind-boggling. He might just he might be a pseudonym for somebody else. I have no idea.
Maybe his name's Steve.
One of my favorite new artists is the guy that's drawn right now. He's drawn X Infernus with C.B. Sobolski. Is Giuseppe Camo Cannoli or something like that.
Cannoli.
He goes by Camo.
Yeah.
And I was very...
Camo Cam.
And I can't... I searched the internet for this guy trying to find anything, a website. He's got nothing.
Pseudonym.
The only thing I could find is that there's a like a group of fans of his that started a little message board thing. But I was very disappointed to find out the guy doesn't sell his art ever.
What does he do with it?
I don't know. I guess
he
just keeps it.
I've been dying to buy a Marcos Martin page somewhere, anywhere, and
he doesn't.
These Europeans,
they burn it. I don't know what they do with it.
They hand it to like street kids. for candy.
Do you sell Europe?
I'm going to start selling it. Yes.
Okay.
I get a lot of requests, and I'm finally, my stack is almost 5 inches tall of Tiny Titans, so. There's no more room to put any more on the shelf, so I'm gonna start selling. Yeah,
keep that first issue though.
Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna sell maybe the first three issues or so, but I don't know. I've got to go through with it with my wife, and because she's the business head of everything, so she, I always say, oh, I don't know, and then she goes, no, we're doing it, so it's better.
you do this, you make the money.
Yeah, all she right. knows what we're doing more than I do.
I think a great value, by the way. Razzle, the Jeff Smith book, kind of.
Yeah, the first three
is issues. It Razzle or Rassle?
Razzle.
Razzle. Razzle.
It's about a wrestler.
Razzle.
No, isn't the guy a wrestler?
He looks like a wrestler, but there's nothing that would tell you that he is a wrestler in this.
I thought in the first issue. Oh, I thought he was a wrestler.
Is it good?
I don't know. I read the first issue a long time ago.
I thought he was a wrestler. I thought it was Rassle. I was like, why is Jeff Smith doing a hillbilly wrestling book?
Where's Mickey Rourke?
I only read the first issue. I don't know.
But,
I couldn't remember.
The first trade came out, which is the first three issues, and it's this beautiful oversized trade. It is big.
It's like a European album style.
And I was expecting that thing to be, you know, that size, even though it's black and white, I was expecting it to be like 20, 24 bucks or something. $13.
That's good.
And I was, sold. And I actually have just read the first two issues. I still have the third one to get through. It's beautiful Jeff Smith art and very interesting sci-fi story. It's
parallel
a
wrestler Earth story. I know you are desperately searching for something to justify.
Brother.
I thought this was a wrestling
Listen,
book.
Brother, when you travel to my Earth.
That's what I was looking for. Ooh, I thought it was an Ultimate Warrior comic.
Holla. I'm
going to drop an atomic elbow on you on my Earth.
But no, I ruined it. Man, for $13, well worth it, especially if you get a discount at your shop. Or
it's very big.
I'm sure you can get it in stock. It would probably be like,
I dig
know,
the
eight
story.
Disappointed.
I dig the story. I love parallel Earth stories, though. Mm-hmm.
Fun. Now I remember. Yeah, he steals the painting and then he jumps through to another dimension. He's kind of on the run. And
he doesn't realize he's in a parallel dimension until he goes to the jukebox and it's a blonde on blonde. I think comes up and
Robert Zimmerman instead of Bob Dylan.
Okay.
Instead of Dylan, and he's like, "Ooh, Bob Dylan isn't Bob Dylan. I'm in the wrong place." And
now I remember. That's right. There's no wrestling. Damn it!
That's how Slider.
What is
was,
this?
Wasn't it?
What is Sliders? This comic you know, that I, you're yeah. talking about?
I don't know.
Just watch that one.
I miss Sliders. I thought that was a great show.
Jerry O'Connell probably misses it too.
Yeah, probably.
I liked how they kept busy. Dropping off characters and getting new guys. You know.
I like the original four that they
lounge singer, the professor, the hot chick, and the guy.
Yeah. And you knew that eventually they'd find the alternate Earth where the singer was a big star and he's like, I ain't leaving. But
that was cool.
I watched maybe like one episode of Sliders.
I like Sliders.
I thought it was gonna be about White Castle, but it wasn't.
Well, that started the whole sci-fi Friday nights and sci-fi had a really cool lineup for a long time. You remember Second Wave? Was that Third Wave? Third Wave? Was it the
alien? A wrestling show?
No.
Was it a wrestling invasion? All my entertainment has to be about wrestling in one form or another.
I want to know what this wrestling comic is that you're talking about.
Honestly, it was just, I had read the first issue when it came out. I couldn't remember what it was. I remember what the guy looked like, and for some reason, I was just sort of making it up.
I'm starting to wonder now when you say you can't follow the Grant Morrison comics that you misread the Jeff Smith comic to be a wrestling book.
I didn't misread it. And maybe I didn't even read the first issue.
Maybe
I don't know.
Not.
That might be what it was.
Because
that one you talk about, I do remember the painting, but I don't know. Who knows? I think maybe I read
the
wrestling book.
I thought the guy in it should be
it was a first comic issue. I don't know. Who knows?
I remember your major criticism of the first issue is that you thought...
I never criticized...
That you thought there should have been
more
wrestling in it.
Why is this book called Wrestle?
There's
no wrestling?
There's not even a hint of wrestling.
There's no wrestling?
Maybe that's his name.
Razzle?
I
would think Razzle would be with a Z, but not an S.
Like the candy.
Yeah.
I would imagine that it's
Razzle.
Yeah. Whenever I see the letters RZA, I say
RZA.
RZA's got some hot beats for all you kids.
What was that like?
Hot beats.
It was like
fresh. He's laying down the fresh new beats.
It was like a
piping hot fresh beats from the RZA.
Yeah, that was my Paul Harvey moment.
Yes, it was.
It was.
And now,
for
the rest
I made
of the story.
Up with Razzle. Razzle.
Oh yeah, Razzle.
God knows what I'm gonna do now.
Oh,
to embarrass myself, being here,
just being part of it,
being part
of this dumb on a Friday.
Being around.
Final Crisis 6?
I know you had something you wanted to mention about Final Crisis 6.
I didn't read it, but tell me. I don't care.
I like that Takitani was involved in a fight with another Tiger Man.
Was he really?
Yeah, which is just... Which is just in and of itself justifies all those years of reading comics to me.
Was he wearing a suit?
Yes, and a jetpack.
Oh, right on.
And I read it and I was like, this is exactly this. In no other medium would I see what just happened on this page and be like, yeah. Like, if I saw that on TV, I'd be like, what? Tiger Man in a jet? But in a comic book, I was like, oh, finally. Finally. We can see some. About time someone had some Tiger Man fighting in a comic book. Especially with a jetpack and bow tie on.
Why did they bring back Kalibak as was he a Tiger Man? I'm not up on Fourth World stuff, so.
No, he was just always this warrior type guy. And earlier in Final Crisis, they had been making all those like hybrid creatures, specifically to house
the bodies.
Yeah, and like Kalibak was always like sort of a warrior type. Like,
so they just wanted
didn't
to create something.
Kirby killed him off in his Fourth World stuff, right? Kalibak.
Yeah, but he's been back many times.
Yeah, I forget who.
Didn't Kirby kill off everybody pretty much?
Yeah.
At some point?
He killed a lot of them.
Darkseid's still alive, maybe? Didn't he come back as a guy now or something? Wasn't he like a big monster guy? But
he's
now
he's a club owner.
He had a nose and stuff and fingers.
Yeah.
Because before he didn't have all that.
Well, he had fingers, didn't he?
Well, but they're real thick.
Yeah, they're like this. But now he's like this.
You know, when I saw him, he came back, he had a nose and forehead and a regular mouth with lips and stuff. But he didn't have it. He was just
back in the day, no, it was just like...
Yeah.
Just a blockhead.
Yeah, but it was cool seeing Takitani fight a Tiger Man. Another Tiger Man. You're not going to see that in a lot of... forms of entertainment, so treasure it. As I said on the forum, Takitani is a barometer of comic book fandom to me. If I meet a comic book fan who can't smile at a talking tiger, like in a suit, I just know we're not going to see eye to eye on many things. If you cannot find any enjoyment in that character.
I like him. God bless the tiger guy.
Well, one of the things...
You got to work some Takitani into Tiny Titans.
Yeah, try. I'll squeeze it in there.
Tiny Takitani?
Substitute teacher.
Tiny Taki?
Just a tiger
talkie.
Suit.
Tiny Taki?
Maybe his nephew.
Tiny Taki?
Taki kitten. Tiny talkie. Cub or something.
I like the fact that in two different issues in DC, we had the... Freddy Shazam kind of saving the day finally doing something. Shazam's actually doing something, but it always comes down for whatever reason. Shazam, the only time they're effective
the
is when they call down the Thunderbolt. That seems to be the only thing anyone can think of, but I'm hoping
that would suck if it happened to you.
Well, sure. Yeah.
Just don't say anything, please. You know,
be on the wrong side of that lightning bolt when it comes.
No, I'm
out.
A huge fan. I'm glad to see them involved in stuff, and I'm hoping that it is a precursor to maybe John's, you know, working his magic with the Marvel family, rebirth.
Robinson.
You know,
the two things.
Well,
that,
he's going to have him in jail. Yeah.
Well, the now it makes me. Think
is he called
things.
Captain Marvel Jr. still?
Is now he's
now
Captain
he's Captain
Marvel,
and Billy is Shazam.
And I'm loving the Mike Kunkel, the Mike Kunkel Billy Batson.
That's
very
good
stuff.
Awesome. Like, one of the most jam-packed books.
Yeah.
Like, that thing is worth $250.
Yeah.
It's a cool story with great art, and it takes you a really long time.
Well, you have to decode everything.
Well, just the beginning. And the best Captain Marvel that I think has been written in probably, like, I think Ordway did okay for a while.
No.
Johns wrote a really good version of Captain Marvel when he wrote JSA, when Captain Marvel was hanging out with Stargirl, and Jay Garrick was like, why are you hanging out? Like, what's up with you two?
Because
he was suspicious about why, because it was really just Billy Batts, you know, Captain
right,
Marvel
Billy,
was still
Billy.
Very, like, innocent, and...
We talked about that on last week's show, or 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, man.
Did you? Oh, yeah, you guys did talk about
edit it out.
Can you
I'm
swear
sorry.
On this?
No, that's
yeah.
fine. Oh, right on.
You can just, you can say whatever.
No, I'm not gonna, though.
Can't run your image.
No, I just hope that John.
No,
I'm gonna
beeper out all the swears because our.
Well, the kids.
I can swear like this! Exclamation point!
Exclamation!
The
ampersand!
Here, actually,
question mark star.
Here, give me a real clean yeah man, and I'll use that as our little sensor.
Oh yeah, man. Like that.
There you go, and I'll put that.
Oh yeah, man.
I'll put that.
Put that over the top. I also enjoyed the Batman.
No swearing.
The Batman Dark
Kids
Side.
Kids read my Batman. Comics. I'm like most.
Oh, yeah, man.
Read them. The Batman Dark Side confrontation was pretty cool, too.
I was really looking forward to that. But
it would have been better if it hadn't been a Batman series that was supposed to end with something.
And a little build-up of it. For some reason, when I got to that page, I was like, well, how did he get there? He's there.
Batman always breaks out of the
restraints. I know, but I wanted to see it. You know, it's like, I didn't want to just assume.
You only got 7 issues.
I know.
So he didn't have 20 minutes to prepare in this issue of Batman, is from what I hear.
He only had 10, and it ended up really...
Oh, yeah, man.
...and him over.
Yes.
You can play the oh, yeah, over that.
Oh, yeah, man.
Oh, he already got all yeah, man.
Is he coming back?
Of course. Everyone comes back.
They always come back.
You're going to bring back Barry, but not Brute. You're not going to bring Bruce.
Oh, he's an idea. Within a year. Within a year, he'll be
back. Bruce is in the Speed Force.
Bruce went to the Speed Force. That's where everyone goes.
A year and a half ago, I was just like, Steve Rogers is going to be back. I'm not so sure now.
He'll be back.
Some point.
Eventually.
He'll be back in Tiny Titans.
It may not be Brubaker. No, Brubaker will bring him back.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll see. You keep up with the Green Lantern Corps?
Sometimes. Not too much.
Now catching up in trades, I've kind of fallen off of the single issues. Just finished reading Ring Quest, which was the story with Mongol.
Yes.
Which was actually a little misleading because it was as much a story about the Black Mercy as it was Mongol. And I really liked that they kind of created a character out of the Black Mercy plants.
Flowers.
Well,
whatever.
Green Lantern Corps lately has really mixed stories. Like the last one was really called, it was all supposed to be about the Star Sapphires, but it really became also a lot about the Sinestro Corps as well. You know, so they it's almost got like a very old school comic book flavor where it's not so easy to draw the line between storylines. Like it's not like 6 issues and then you start your next story.
Arc.
And 6 issues. Yeah. You know, it kind of bleeds into.
No, absolutely. Good. Because that from the very beginning of that book, it's been a evolving story with those characters.
Well, it's not an easy divide all the time.
Yeah. Even the Ring Quest trade paperback, if you're a completist, be aware that there's 2 issues that they left out in the middle. Yeah. There was a 2-issue story with
Alpha Lanterns. Yeah.
That they'd started the Mongol story and then they did another 2-part story. So that, excludes that out of there. But yeah, really a neat story. I enjoyed it. I like Tomasi's writing and the whole Green Lantern universe is a lot of fun.
It's
right
fun.
Now.
There's tons of weird looking aliens and stuff.
Is Medfil in here? He's one of my favorites.
Which one is he?
Medfil. He's got the plant head.
I'm sure it's somewhere in the back.
Salak, I think the other guy.
Salak's all over that place.
Yeah. Is Chip back?
Chip has been dead for a long time.
Yeah, I haven't seen
and
Chip.
And I don't think we'll be seeing. We might see another lantern from the squirrel, from the chipmunk planet.
Okay.
You had the fly guy who bravely gave up his life.
The fly lantern was cool.
The little bug. But
which I pronounced his name BZZT.
I see that you have Young Liars here.
I had read the first issue of Young Liars, decided that it was going to be a good waiting for the trade book, and I am on a huge David Waffham kick right now. Read Young Liars, loved it. I've got the first 3 hardcovers of Stray Bullets now, and I've been tearing through those, and he is such a good weird crime writer, just like weird off the wall stuff with and mix in some
it's like reality but like a step just to the side of reality, slightly skewed, where you can kind of see like things like that could kind of happen but not really,
sort of like they happen on TV but
there's like a surrealness.
Maybe
to
they
it.
Could
yeah.
happen in real life.
There's like a weird surrealness to it, where like things happen that are like, maybe, but not really. But it all fits in together, and it's like really breakneck pace to the story too.
Yeah, and that's how I would describe it. Whenever you read it, it's like it moves really fast. There's always stuff going on, and interesting characters. I mean that's Waffham at his best, is whenever he takes these. And actually the foreword in this was Gerard Way, writer of the Umbrella Academy, and he does some music stuff too. But He was talking about whenever he was growing up and how Stray Bullets, it was the characters that you were totally despicable, but you came to love them, and that's a lot of the characters in Young Liars. There's really no one that's likable in the book, but you grow to kind of
like them because you see why they are.
Or at least empathize with them.
They're so messed up. And
Yeah, weird. Sympathize with the...
Weird.
Have you read The Umbrella Academy art?
No, sir.
I think you would really like that.
I think you'd like it.
I'm going to read that. Oh, yeah, man. A lot of that book.
I think you would really...
Very comic booky.
Now I've got a sense for you. It goes back to, like,
oh,
just
there it is.
Fun.
Oh, monkeys.
It is what it is, comic book, like, goofy space stuff, and I think you would actually really like that. And the art's fantastic in it. But the first trades out of the first series, that's the second issue of the second series.
But it's been really good.
Yeah, it's. I mean, you don't have... I mean, it's like, it just hits the ground running, and this is the world, and these are the characters, and you don't have to know the history, and they are who they are, and this guy's got a gorilla body and a space head, and, you know...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
oh,
there's
it is.
The, yeah.
Yeah, there's
I think
the,
you,
there's
I think you'd really dig that.
Yeah, it's...
I think I'm going to have to try it.
Yeah.
Fun stuff.
And looks like a little bit Mignola-ish.
Yeah.
It's a Brazilian guy named Gabriel Ba. There you go. There's some pseudonyms for you.
Gabriel Ba
and Fabio Moon. Two
Fabio.
brothers from Brazil. And, the artist did a series with Matt Fraction called Casanova, and that's kind of the first time I had seen him. But Dan C., Papercut on the forum.
Yeah, what did he do?
He sent me the...
What did
he send you?
Everybody sends stuff to him. I'm still waiting for my bottle of Jack Daniels from Mike Norton.
I don't get
seen
that
was supposedly given to me.
The only person who ever got me, Mike Norton, got me a 6-pack of Miller High Life,
yes.
Which I loved. And Chris gets
awesome.
He gets just getting stuff
gift
all the time.
After gift after gift.
Is it addressed to you? Is it addressed to Ralph?
That's what I want to know. Is it
addressed to?
And Chris just opens it. Oh, they sent it to me.
Oh, look, another gift I received.
Oh, I'm so loved.
He sent me the Ba and Moon trade called Details.
Oh, I don't want that anyway.
Yeah, that kind of sucks. Very, very cool stuff.
You can have that.
Very cool stuff.
yeah, man.
My last one. Hatter M, the first trade came out, the Looking Glass Wars. It's art by Ben Templesmith, and it's written by Frank Bedor, with Liz Cavalier.
Boudoir?
I think it's based on some novels. Am I mistaken?
I believe you are correct.
Yes.
Okay.
It was
Brian over at CGS was a big fan of this whenever it first started coming out, and I trade waited on it, but the first volume is out now, and a really cool story. Kind of
universe.
Have you read it?
I've got so much stuff.
Yeah,
that's what the M is.
Yeah,
M Hatter.
Yeah,
Hatter M.
It's the Alice in Wonderland universe, but taken to a different level.
Taken to the next level.
Yes.
Yeah, and it really is kind of like Alice in Wonderland meets like 30 Days a Night, you know, kind of thing. That's
cool.
More
vampires.
Well, there's no vampires, but the artwork by Temple Smith is I kind of think it's in between his 30 Days of Night and his Fell stuff. It's similar to Fell, but there are some really artsy atmospheric panels, but not as hard to digest as 30 Days a Night was. I mean, there was a lot of stuff that happened in 30 Days a Night where you just didn't know what was going on.
Mm.
This is a little bit clearer in the storytelling, but it's it's not as clean as Fell was, which I really enjoyed. But kind of the mix of the two styles for him, it works in this. It's a very surreal book. Yeah, it's crazy stuff.
I have the hardcover.
It gets the Tom Kidder's rad seal.
Yeah,
totally right.
Stamp.
You remember who was
the rainbow in there.
Who's the 007 villain? The one with the hat.
Odd job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or Random Task if you're a
Austin Powers
fan. But yeah, this is the most deadly hat since Odd Job.
I know Jaws
because it's poisoned. It's a poisoned hat.
That turns into like a sword.
If you eat it,
it's crazy.
Random.
Take a bite from my hat. it's very deadly, but very hard to get someone to suck on your hat for like 15
seconds. Would you lick my hat?
You just lick my
No, a little longer, please. I'm not quite.
I'm feeling woozy. Just more, longer.
Stuff it in there.
You look just like a baby. Is that him?
There's a walrus with a monocle.
What?
Sold.
You know why?
Sold. That's
sold. I saw,
is that all he needs to see?
Or wait, is that more of a seal wearing a monocle?
I think that's a walrus.
I
the
will,
tusks.
Either way, yeah, just write more of a suit. Either way, that is a sale for Tom.
That'll do it.
An animal wearing a suit and monocle. Comic book creators out there, if you want me to buy your book, just put a
animal in 1930s clothing
on the cover.
Yeah, right on there. I will buy it.
And Tom will buy it.
It's cool. If you like the Golden Compass, I think this would appeal to you.
Yeah, I mean, the art obviously is... it's darker than something like the Golden Compass.
Golden Compass is pretty dark.
Yeah, but visually it's...
What about the poison hats? Are the compasses poison in Golden Compass?
Maybe.
But you wouldn't eat a compass, so you wouldn't get poisoned.
Well, that's the trick, getting them to lick that compass.
Oh, you got to lick the compass.
You hypnotize them with
this compass. Oh, it's not working.
It's like not a Nintendo.
Can you lick my compass?
It's kind of like a Nintendo game. It doesn't work.
It'll fix it.
Blow on a compass.
Lick this poison
points
compass.
North.
What'd you say? Did you say poison compass?
You are the worst.
No, just lick my compass.
You are the worst assassin ever. Haven't you ever heard of a gun?
Here's my hat.
Did you guys see that Deadpool story where he was supposed to kill some guys and his cell phone goes off?
No, I have not seen it. It's a very good Deadpool idea, though.
He's about to kill him and his phone goes off and, you know.
I love the new Deadpool series.
Yeah, it's cool.
I love Deadpool. I think Deadpool is a funny. It's just sort of a. I love him because he's such like a not take yourself seriously type character.
Yeah,
for someone who's an assassin.
He's super over the top and
breaks the fourth wall sometimes. Yeah. Like, it's okay to.
The new series has been very good, very funny, and great art by. Who the heck is the artist? Paco Medina.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, yes.
And
Dan Way.
Dan Way is writing it.
It's fun. I didn't know Dan Way was so funny.
Yeah, it's just a goofball book. I mean, and it's just
he was really kind of known as being Deadpool kind of a gritty, you know, Wolverine that the kind of stuff that
well,
was
but writing. I think that's where the Deadpool character because he in that Wolverine stuff he was writing he had the arc with Deadpool, and I think he wrote Deadpool so well in that they
I just didn't picture him as being like a funny ha ha writer, and that is a funny ha ha book.
Yeah. Deadpool's in the trailer I saw for the Wolverine Hulk cartoon movie.
I heard that.
Really?
I
he's in it with Sabretooth and the lady with the long nails. Deathstrike, yeah.
I'm looking forward to see Deadpool in the Wolverine movie with...
is he going to be in there?
Yeah, it's Ryan Reynolds.
He probably
Deadpool.
Won't wear a mask, though.
Yeah, it didn't look like... The one clip I saw him, he wasn't wearing a mask.
Nobody wears costumes in movies anymore.
Yeah.
X-Men ones anyway. One more mask in
costumes.
Superhero movies.
Watchmen.
Tights.
Yeah.
You got to get non-famous people to wear masks.
That's
because
true.
Because they are in the movie because... You know, what's the use if you're going to hire Ryan Reynolds to play Deadpool, but he wears a mask the whole time? It's pretty hard to justify.
Well, hey, man,
fame.
You know, V for Vendetta.
Just got Val Kilmer.
Worked in V for Vendetta.
Yeah, but nobody ever, well, I mean, he wasn't.
Hugo Weaving's a pretty well-known actor.
No, but I'm saying he's not an actor that gets by on his looks, necessarily.
I think he's a weird-looking guy. I think he's a handsome man.
You know.
It's because he played an elf once.
Yeah.
Let's not get into your whole issues with that.
I want to throw out something that was that came out this week.
Yeah,
the trade of Pigeons from Hell.
Oh yeah,
from
Nathan Fox.
Nathan Fox, who's just I stopped.
Okay, I was just...
who's just an awesome artist, and when you buy it and look at the first page, be jealous because I own it.
Oh, that's right. You own the picture of the house.
So you're
don't
recommending
you?
This to Glove?
Yes.
The only reason. I would recommend that you buy
this. It's a good story, but the art
is really the gloating, and
the gloating is the biggest factor.
But what is extra cool about owning Nathan Fox art?
It's huge. It's like Jack Kirby size over gigantic. I don't even know what the
oversized
size
pages.
It's gigantic, huge page. It's beautiful.
How does he scan those?
It's got to be. I don't know, it's like 24 inches tall.
How does he scan those?
He's got a big scanner.
Apparently. It's, yeah.
Oh,
that's,
yeah, scanner.
It's much bigger than 25 ounces. It's much lighter.
40, I was never good with math. I was
Tom, stop measuring things.
36. Yeah. I don't know. It's What's not. A regular comic page?
What am I, 17?
So this thing is like a poster. Yeah.
Well, not that big.
They're done on a little, or kind of a little over.
But my 17,
it's probably 24.
So
26,
three of these would be 24.
I wasn't that fucking far off.
That
smart
big,
smart ass, Brandon.
two of my feet.
Probably about that big. Maybe it's a little bigger. Maybe it's not like that, dude.
It's like this.
No, it was not
kidding.
Like that.
I made pictures of this.
It was. It's probably 28 inches tall.
Yeah. So it's like two of these.
What? Two of these. Yeah.
It's huge.
Or four of these.
Nothing like a recording of two men holding
two of these.
It's like this.
Like two of these.
Like
this.
It's like measure four of these.
Four of these.
This doesn't work in an audio presentation at all, guys.
But
all
right. it's a beautiful trade paperback. Yeah. The art in it is
It's
really
a good story.
Fantastic.
I like it. Yes,
it is
a good horror story. It's a retelling of a
really?
Pigeons from Hell is...
Haven't you all heard the old Pigeons from Hell?
From Heck? Pigeons from Heck? No.
Actually, go grab it. It's up there, and it'll say what it's based on.
It's not worth it.
Okay, but it is based on...
Go look it up. If you're that interested, go look it up.
But it was good. I
fucking get it.
Just I don't even like Google. Birds that
much. Yeah, what do I look like? Wikipedia?
Pigeons, we got an agreement. We got an understanding. Pigeons.
Well, we had some great questions that were emailed to us last week for Art.
We're
going to
read them again.
No,
Art will be expected to answer them in a
spontaneous way. I know all the answers.
Why is Tara mean to Beast Boy? No, I'm joking. Go back to last week's
Do we have
episode.
Any more emails?
I've got a.
Well, just read them.
No, I don't have any for this week, but I have a couple in the email box that I'll pull out for next week.
I'm
but
you
can
insert questions here.
You can email the show at info@aroundcomics.com.
And we won't read them because Chris is worried about running over the time limit.
I was busy today. I didn't have a chance
to
get on.
Let's not pull an 11 o'clock comics and like talk for 2 hours.
Well,
Jesus. Some people have things.
What do you
to
got
do?
To do when you're listening to a podcast?
Bam!
Busy?
I'm moving around. I'm getting up on printing stuff. I'm talking to people on the phone.
Whatever.
I'll go see if I want to spend
There's
2 hours.
Button,
I'll go
Tom.
See a movie.
You can.
What's
you
pod
can
mean
pause?
Anyways? Podcast. Pod.
Small.
Oh,
small,
pod.
Tiny.
Like aliens.
iPod.
Pod.
Oh, do you not know what a podcast is?
I do. Okay. I learned what that is, but I don't know what the terms are. Like I'm still trying to figure out what LMAO is.
Laughing my ass
I had
off.
No idea. And bump. People write bump on everything.
That's
bump.
The
oh, that's just
threat.
To move it up to the top of the
Oh,
front.
I thought just
meant, bumping it up.
I thought it meant like, yeah, man, I hear you.
Bumping.
Yeah. Hey, bump. Yeah. Bump. You know, it's kind of like you do that with your fist. Because I'm getting all of this internet stuff. I finally figured out what OMG is and OMFG. I found out what all that was. What is that? There's a lot of terms, people. Yeah,
it's bump, man.
You know?
Bump.
I'd rather hear someone just email me. Word. All right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
LAMO.
What?
You need to email with Andy Jewett.
Word.
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 That's Andy. That's Andy. It's going to be a guest of the
See, I use commas and everything when I write.
What?
I try to.
We don't have time for that.
But I do write Art. Says, S-E-S, and you're.
And oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, man.
You write that all over.
Y-E-R, you're.
You're.
It's faster. I don't know what LMA and Co A or whatever.
Bump.
Bump.
Hey, bump. I understand.
Bump, what's bump?
Oh, hey, folks. We'll remind you that we are proud to help support the Hero Initiative. Hero creates a financial safety net for yesterday's creators who need emergency medical aid, financial support for essentials of life, and an avenue back into paying work. It's a chance for all of us to give back something to the people who have given us so much enjoyment. For more information, go to heroinitiative.org or call 310-909-7809. Check out their new membership thing. They got some neat memberships
members only jacket.
Well, it's
special jacket.
No, you sign
get
up.
Get your special jacket.
I forget what the introductory is. It may be like $29 or something.
It's like a yearly
subscription
kind of thing.
Yeah, and it starts at like $29 bucks and goes up to like $250 or something like that. But at each level, you get stuff. I think at the entry level, I think you get sketch cards from artists all over the comics community, including like George Perez.
They're doing a big auction
mm-hmm.
at the New York Comic Con. So if you go to the New York show, bid on some stuff.
Hey, we've said it before. Whenever you go to a convention, the first booth or table that you should check out is Hero Initiative, because they've got cool stuff and you can get some great sketches there.
And Chris will probably be there.
I will probably. Yeah, if I'm in town, I'll be at the Hero booth.
BFF.
One thank everyone for leaving an iTunes music review. It's a great way to help out the show and help spread the word. Speaking of, go tell a friend about the show this week, a comic book friend, and not just any friend, a comic book friend.
You can
that
tell
might be
anyone.
Anyone?
Why not?
Okay, yeah.
What do we have to lose?
Yeah, go tell someone
things
about
already
the show.
A losing proposition. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
We're already on the eight ball on this one.
What if you don't have an iPod?
You can't listen to us then.
You can
do it on a computer, right?
You can listen to it from our website.
But then you can't leave.
We would prefer that you didn't.
Right.
We would prefer that you
didn't. You can put it on any type of portable MP3 player, a Zoom.
So what does MP3 mean anyway?
It's a format of.
I know, but what does it mean? What does the M mean? See, nobody knows.
It's MPEG 3. And
what
MPEG
is the M?
Is
what's the M, though?
Micro.
All right.
No. See, look. Peg,
micro PEG 3. What's yeah. the 3 mean? Does it mean there were two more before that?
I can't remember.
Yeah,
MP1.
There's MP4s.
There's MP4s. There's M4As. There's.
They're never going to stop.
I don't know. I still buy
CDs. I don't
even
CDs. Know if there's MP4s. I just made that
I still buy CDs for one song, so I don't know.
Those are video, though.
You need to find iTunes.
I do.
Because you can buy a single CD.
You could buy one.
Why hasn't Grant Morrison had an MP5 in a comic yet? A fifth dimension of listening to something.
He might now.
You can drop by our forum at
MP5s. That's good.
Nice.
Very nice.
You can drop by our forum at aroundcomics.com and yeah. and continue the conversation there. You can listen to Tom 2 to 3 times a week as he walks you through the history of the DC Universe one issue
run
at a time.
Through.
He runs
run
through,
through
runs
yeah,
through
the
history.
When
do
you
of
start? 1938 or is that recent?
I started with the Barry Allen Flash.
Oh yeah.
So I've gone Summer all the way up age. To 143 now. So I must have 42 episodes done.
That's awesome.
And then I did a bunch of JLA ones, so they're all out there on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
They're an MP5. They go straight
MP5s,
to your,
they're imaginary.
They go straight to your brain.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
You just
yeah.
think about
Matrix
them.
Style.
And, yeah, I mean, yeah.
Just plug
you're
it
plugged in.
In,
man.
Put that needle right through
you've
your
You've listened
scalp.
To it and you don't even know yet.
they pull that thing on it. Yeah. Oh, I feel good. Need some more. Download karate.
I know kung.
I don't know how to fly an airplane. Okay. Well, thank you. Now I do. I
want to know how to fly that helicopter. You can listen to a little bit more of me if I haven't sickened you to the point of turning your computer off.
No.
Each week on 11 O'Clock Comics, which actually you've been on there here a heck of a lot
I
recently.
I was on this last week and
the week
the
before.
Week before. Yeah.
So... So I
know Vince likes to argue. He baits me and gets me to. He got me to call Grant Morrison a journalist at one point in the episode.
Wow,
what yeah. a weird conversation that must have been for that to be like.
It was a very
a
listen.
Point
wait
of
till
contention.
You. That's not even the weirdest of that episode, my friend.
What a weird argument where that could be a point of contention.
Yeah. Well, just wait and hear it. That's all I can say. Listen in and tune in and you'll find out.
There
I don't
you go. So check out 11 O'Clock Comics and our buddies at iFanboy as always. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us today.
I might actually have a new podcast sooner or later here.
Yeah, when is
I've announced
the,
like
the,
three of
yeah,
three
when,
podcasts.
When is the Overkill show coming out?
That I don't know. I'm not sure.
You already lost interest.
I did kind of lose interest in that one because I like the idea of it, but I don't think I'm the right guy to do it because I don't think I can feign interest in it enough that it like it needs to be. So if anybody out there actually wants to do the show, go ahead and it's all yours.
Take the idea.
Just take the idea. You can. I'll give you the domain name.
You just want 10%.
No, I don't want anything. Just do, if you do it, just do it. I don't care. But I am doing something else. Hopefully that will be out.
I don't even know what this is.
I want to do a podcast now.
Yeah, you should.
We record. We record every other Friday.
Oh yeah.
You're welcome.
No one leaves your house.
What about the ones that you're not recording?
Those are MP5s. Oh, okay. The Fridays we're not recording.
Yeah, what do you?
We're
do
at
that?
Home.
We're at home.
We're at your house. Not leaving.
Maybe we should do a show that week.
Your house.
So people could hear a show on that Friday.
Well, that's why we do two every other Friday.
Oh,
so
I
there
see.
Is one every week.
So you take a day off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nice.
I'm gonna get a camera from to hang over my my desk, my drawing desk.
Do web
a webcam, live webcam.
There you go.
And when I'm not sitting there, I gotta put a letter. Be back in 12 hours.
Watch our
feedback Monday. That'd be awesome. You see all the secret stuff. You just got to sit there and watch it get created.
Ooh, I know what happens in issue 16.
Wait, is that Spider-Man in there? Wait, no, I just put the eyes. No, it's not.
Do some, like, yeah. Draw with your other hand. Just to mess with people.
I should wear gloves and say, I'm not drawing today. It's a different guy. Let's put, like, some green gloves on. It's not art.
Neil Adams is here today.
Neil Adams, fill-in artist.
Fill-in artist on my webcam.
Just use thick.
Sorry, prior artists. Commitments have forced me to get a fill-in artist for this episode of Watch Art Draw.
That's right.
Well, Art, it has been an absolute pleasure, and we're Thank really you, looking forward to having you at the Windy City Show. Thanks.
Yeah,
sir.
Man, I'll be there.
It's gonna be a good time. So looking forward to that, and please don't be a stranger. We'd like to definitely see you before then.
Yeah.
So you'll be at the Wizard Chicago show. I'm
yes,
sure.
I will.
You gonna be set up there?
Yeah, I've been there forever. The last 20 years or something like that.
Nice. Since before like Wizard.
Yeah, before they were even there. Before the building was there, I was sitting there in a table. In a field. They're going to build a convention here one day. I want to be first.
Why a convention in Rosemont? I know it sounds crazy, but I'm going to be.
And they're going to call it Chicago.
Call it Chicago. It's like every year I go there once a year, and all my out-of-town buddies come. And they say, come on, Art, you know Chicago. What's good to eat around here? I don't know.
This is
McDonald's. Like, well, you don't know. No, I come here once a year. You're like you guys.
Well, now you're actually kind of closer, aren't you?
I still only go there once a year.
Yeah. There's no other reason to go there.
Yeah, what other reason is there to go to Rosemont?
Catch the train, maybe.
Yeah, but you are going to a show in Chicago this year.
Yes, so. I am. The only one.
The only one in Chicago. You got it.
Best one.
I want to thank Tom and Sal.
Definitely the best.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go there after this and just wait.
By definition, it's also the worst.
No, it's not.
Oh, how? Why?
If it's the only one.
It's the best and the worst.
It's the Alpha and
the
Omega,
yeah.
It's the end of all.
There can only be one.
It's a Grant Morrison convention.
Oh, God.
It works on so many levels.
You should call it the I Am Legend Con.
You know, someday we're going to grow this stupid convention into like this, you know, monster-sized thing and try to invite Grant Morrison, and he's going to find out all the nasty things I said about him and not show up. Damn it. Oh, well.
Did you guys see the end of that I Am Legend, the alternate ending, when they talk and kiss or something?
I don't watch alternate endings.
It's so awful.
You talked about that today.
I know.
Deleted scene.
If it was good, it would be in the movie.
You're right.
Every time I watch a deleted scene.
Did you read the book?
No, but they made like three other movies like that.
Yeah, Mega Man.
What about like
the book is really good.
The alternate endings to Clue.
It's a short story.
Well, that's very important. But
I don't get to read that much.
I've never seen a deleted scene thing in a movie where I was like, oh, yeah.
Why wasn't that in the film?
No, they're all. I watch them and I say, yeah, that should have been deleted.
I like the gag reels on films because I just think they're funny sometimes. Yeah. But. Yeah, the deleted scenes, it's like...
Man. Yeah, they're deleted.
I just watched Superman 3 and Superman 4 recently, and they weren't that bad.
They were all right the second time around?
I like them. I haven't seen them since
I'm a kid.
I
have not seen Superman 4.
Yeah.
I remember being traumatized.
The only time I ever saw was in Spanish, because it's always on Telemundo. that's the only thing they put on. So I finally saw it, and I saw the Richard Pryor one since... I haven't seen it since I'm a kid. And when I was a kid, I hated it. I didn't know who Richard Pryor was. He wasn't even funny in that movie.
What do we have to do to get a Superman movie where Brainiac is?
Oh yeah.
Instead of just real estate schemes.
Well, hey, Smallville.
They should do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They should redo Smallville and put costumes on everybody. Just re-release.
Yeah, get over that already. Just put some costumes on people.
We need costumes.
It can't be any worse than watching them like stare at each other like.
Like Shia LaBeouf style?
Yeah, I'm so worried.
Yeah. You always got
what's going on?
I'm in love. There's a danger. It's a giant robot, Indy. You know, he's got the same face. He's fighting guys with swords, and he looks the same. He's in bed sleeping, and he looks the same. He's with his girlfriend. You're beautiful. She looks the same.
You're beautiful.
Ties a guy up with his underwear. He looks the same. Shia LaBeouf's face is always the same.
You guys out of here?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Yes. I want to thank Mark for hosting us here at Dark Tower Comics and Collectibles. As always, everyone,
check out. I bought some stuff.
Have a fantastic rest of your week and weekend. We'll be back again on Monday with another full-length episode. In the meantime,
in between time,
we'll be everywhere in
and around comics.
Radio magic.
That's awesome.
And next week, some hot fat beats from.
RZA.
It's LMZ.
From GZA and RZA.
Fat dope cheap beats.
Fat dope. That down.
Hot.
Views expressed in the interviews or by guests of the show are solely those of the individuals expressing them and may not reflect the opinions of Around Comics. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission without the express written consent of Around Comics is strictly prohibited. All content presented in this program is the sole property of Around Comics, and this has been an Around Comics production, copyright 2009.
Oh, yeah.